There's a lot of tchotchkes along there, you know. And you get, that's where the nose of the plane went down, because we bought a replica of the newspaper. So these three guys finally show up. And it turns out they work for a pharmaceutical company, and they were there for the concert. They forgot their camera. Can I please take a picture of them at the Stainless Steel Records there? So I took the picture. I gave it to them. They sent me back a giant box of all these things they give to drugstores, like, you know, things from the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, no, yeah. Drugs, just like clocks and calculators and little tchotchkes. They sent me a whole box of it.
That is so cool.
So I took a picture in front of the three Stainless Steel. They took a picture of my wife and I in front of the Stainless Steel Records they have there. But yeah, the day the music died, that's the site. You can see it in Iowa, Clear Lake, Iowa. Well, you lived in Iowa.
I lived in Mason City, Iowa. That was a big thing.
Home of the Music Man.
And the Music Man, too. Oh, yeah.
Professor Harold Hill. Meredith Wilson wrote the Music Man based on all the things that went on in Mason City, Iowa.
My grandmother actually took care of one of his relatives at the end of her life. When my grandma retired from nursing, then her friends hired her to take care of their parents. And my grandma worked all the way into her 80s. And we used to go into, I don't know if she was an aunt or what her relation was to Meredith Wilson, or Williams, right? No, Wilson.
Wilson,
what am I, my brain?
I got one thing to say to you. We got trouble, my friends. Yes. Trouble right here in River City. I say, River City, Iowa. We got trouble, my friends. All right, Cindy's coming up next. She's got the artist of record, your chance to win some vinyl and qualify to win that record player. I'm Don Rosen. I will be cold free when I get here on Monday.
We'll I'm feeling, see.
Yeah,
we'll
cold
see.
Free. Anyway, it's a 901 WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. So what's going on?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Denouncements after attacks on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands overnight.
I can only condemn this, and particularly the violence that took place.
That is the mayor of Amsterdam, Femke Halsema, through an interpreter, and he isn't the only one. The BBC's Anna Holligan is in the capital.
The Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said he's horrified by what he described as anti-Semitic attacks on Israeli citizens. He's in close contact with all parties involved and has just spoken to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, by phone.
Dutch police say five people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. The scene of a raging wildfire north of Los Angeles is being described as staggering devastation. The flames have destroyed about 200 homes in Camarillo. This man sleeping in a Red Cross shelter.
You know, just trying to stay positive. There's a silver lining in everything. And instead of writing a new chapter, I'm going to write a new book. So start fresh.
Fierce Santa Ana winds that have been fanning the flames are expected to die down today. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster's declared a state of emergency after massive flooding in the state's Midlands and Lowcountry. Orangeburg County's Director of Emergency Services, Billy Staley.
You know, we still want to encourage everybody, please don't travel on the western end of the county unless you absolutely have to.
Many roads and bridges are closed. President-elect Trump's added to his battleground wins. CBS News projects he's taken Nevada, which has gone to Democrats in the past four presidential elections. The only battleground state yet to be called, Arizona. Federal officials are looking into racist text messages sent to black people in at least 10 states.
The texts addressed the recipients by name and told them they'd been selected, quote, for cotton picking. A Detroit resident named Renee got one of the texts.
A plantation to send us back to a plantation. It's uncalled for.
So did David Williams.
My number's not published on social media, so it has to be another way that they got my information.
Some of the messages told the recipients to report to an address at a particular time to be sent to plantations. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It won't be Mike the mascot, but a live tiger is returning to LSU's Tiger Stadium for this weekend's matchup with Alabama. Not all students are enthusiastic.
I think the noise might get to the tiger a little bit.
Okay, so I feel like it is a great opportunity, but at the same time it's a risk. Like, what if the tiger get loose and then it's loud and an animal can only handle so much, what's it called, decibels in their ear?
Mike was shown the door 9 years ago over his handler's concerns about stress. S&P futures are down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The 13-year-old that apparently attempted to enter a Kenosha elementary school with a weapon yesterday was a former student there. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss said alert staff likely helped avoid tragedy.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
Police say tips and other evidence started coming in as they searched for that kid yesterday. Racine County is preparing for a busy Veterans Day weekend. The celebration includes a fish fry, 5K run walk, Veterans Day Expo, and a ceremony with the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. Mac, a giraffe at the Racine Zoo, has passed away due to age-related health issues. He lived beyond the average life expectancy for a male Maasai giraffe. He's been at the zoo since 2008. And Racine's annual holiday parade is set for tomorrow, starting at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge. The event features local groups, a tree lighting ceremony, Santa, and it'll conclude with fireworks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor, so, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
A good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
You're
action. Righteous Brothers. WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and what is it? 9/11? Yeah. Time to play a little Creedence Clearwater Revival, don't you think? It'll stop the rain. WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby of plans a new deal, wrapped in golden chains.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
Timeless. It's right here on WRJ, and I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you on a Friday, because we've got Artist of Record going on again today. John Fogerty has a birthday, so hey, another excuse to play John Fogerty at Creedence Clearwater Revival Music. But what we're going to be doing is looking out my back door, that one. So when that one, or should I do Up Around the Bend? Which one should I do here? Well, you know what? I'm going to play both of them. But Looking Out My Back Door will be the song to listen for. And when you hear that, be a caller number 5 at 262. Did I say that right? 262-634-WRJN. Call in and win Creedence Clearwater Revival or even maybe a John Fogerty album. You're going to win one of them from Ray at Time and Again. Music and More in Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. You got to meet Ray. He's a character. He's in an unbelievably great way, Ray. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, yours to win today, plus everybody wins, is going to qualify to win a record player at the end of this month to play that vinyl on. I love it when people win and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't have a record player at home, but maybe someday. You know, anyway, somebody's going to win a record player at the end of this month right here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, they
love me, baby. You love me, daddy, baby. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, daddy, baby. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away.
No, it doesn't. It does not go away.
Monday, Monday,
Mamas and the Papas. Story of my life. Full week of Monday. So, oh man. You spoke, we listened. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. And now time for Stuart J. Waddles and the News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It wasn't just that a suspicious 13-year-old tried to get into a Kenosha elementary school with a weapon. There's other evidence. Kenosha police held a press conference yesterday about the situation that led to all county schools being placed in a hold. Police Chief Patrick Patton said after the attempted entry at Roosevelt Elementary, they started getting tips.
This is something that had been told to people of his growing intentions. We know that there's internet searches, and all the red flags that we would look for and expect someone to report were there. And we're coming up forward saying we had narrowly missed a tragedy today. And we're just going to re-encourage everybody when they see something, say something, help us out, have those talks with your children.
The suspect fled when approached by school staff, but was later arrested a few blocks away after police convinced him to surrender. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss praised the heroic actions of school staff who potentially avoided a tragic situation. During the chaos, a separate unrelated active shooter report came in from Gateway Technical College. That was determined to not be credible. We Energies is upping power rates, and Racine wants to charge a little bit more for water-related services. At a meeting last night, the city council heard a Racine wastewater utility proposal for a 0.5% rate increase for next year. And Racine will kick off the Christmas season with its annual holiday parade tomorrow. It'll start at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and take the usual route down Main to 6th. The parade showcases local groups and ends with Santa and a festive tree lighting ceremony at Monument Square. Pre-parade festivities start at 4:45, featuring carolers and other entertainment. Fireworks will be shot off after the tree gets lit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Love will keep on.
Captain and Tennille on WRJM. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas parade information. Downtown Christmas parade tomorrow with a tree lighting. Kicks off on State and Main at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. You'll have great weather for it, too. Sunshine and just how I like winter with no snow. Yeah, so everybody hears it, right? Yeah. From the grapevine to Marvin Gaye to your ears. And now we got Wilson Pickett and WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
It's Mustang Sally. That's all you want to do is ride. Racine's home for local news, Timeless is WRJN. And our big deals are back. We have a big deals page where you can get 30% or even more all the time, like for food or for things, even collectibles. And today, it's Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's a $20 gift certificate for only $10. And you can enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Doesn't that sound good? Sounds like I'm going to have to get some for me. All right. So $20 for $10. You just go to the WRJN.com website, click the Big Deals banner, and it's right there. For $20, a $10 gift certificate today only with the Peach Cobbler and WRJN.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Our
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
No matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
Local news and Timeless is right here at WRJN. You know, Uncle Dick's picks back today. 12:15 is take you into the year 2525. It's Jackson Brown.
My eyes haven't seen the year.
my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream.